I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Sean Yost. He's the Baltimore editor of the Afro-American newspaper and the author of Baltimore After Freddie Gray, Real Stories from One of America's Great Imperiled Cities. Sean, always good to see you.
Tom, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So you're going to talk about a book by, of all people, Zora Neale Hurston, called Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo.
Absolutely. The story is edited by Deborah Plant. The foreword is by the legendary Alice Walker. I'm just getting into it, but Zora Neale Hurston is one of the most, in my opinion, one of the most underrated authors, writers of the 20th century. Her book, Their Eyes Were Watching God, one of the great literary pieces of the 20th century. And there's a passage in that book that is my favorite literary passage of all time. I can read it if you want me to.
Please.
Or not. So from Their Eyes Were Watching God, the beginning, chapter one, ships at a distance have every man's wish on board. For some, they come in with the tide. For others, they sail forever on the horizon, never out of sight, never landing until the watcher turns his eyes away in resignation. His dreams mocked to death by time. That is the life of men. That is how the book opens.
Ships at a distance have every man's wishes on board.
Every man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So this is an incredible book in that this very well may be the last actual contemporary journalistic contact with a person who was involved in the Middle Passage.
Absolutely. In 1927, Zora Neale Hurston traveled to Plateau, Alabama, and she sought out and she visited an 86-year-old man named Cujo Lewis. He was the survivor of the slave ship Clotilda, the last slaver known to have made the transatlantic journey, the Middle Passage journey. And he was illegally brought to the United States and was enslaved for 50 years after the slave trade in the United States was actually outlawed. So it took some time for her to finally get through to this gentleman. But through her persistence, she was able to sit down and talk to him at length. And he revealed what his life was like as a boy in Africa and many other startling revelations in his book. And again, I'm just getting started, but when I first saw it on the bookshelves, the name Zora Neale Hurston immediately jumped out at me. And as I got to know about the substance of the book, it just seems like it is a fascinating read.
Yeah, not a brand new book, but a new edition.
Yes.
Of a very important book. And when, of course, you have this incredible story of a first-person account of slavery and the Middle Passage written by such a gifted journalist and such a gifted author, Zora Neale Hurston, who passed away in 1960, but as you say, certainly made her mark throughout her entire career.
Great writer, but also, a cultural anthropologist. Really a person that, despite her immense talent, kind of has languished in the shadows of American literary history.
Sean Yost, he's the Baltimore editor of the Afro-American newspaper and the host of Truth and Reconciliation, a podcast here on WYPR. You can find it at Podcast Central. His new book is called Baltimore After Freddie Gray, Real Stories from One of America's Great Imperiled Cities. He's recommending Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo by Zora Neale Hurston. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Tom, thank you, man.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WYPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.